The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Welcome back this Tuesday morning. As Frank just said, you're listening to the Consumer Fight Back Report, and we are a weekly radio talk show coming to you live from our own studios here in North Dallas via the Voice America Network, the number one cloud radio network in the world, out of headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona area. And we are a show for you new listeners that's about how money and things really work in the day-to-day world in America. We're not talking about retirement or those sort of situations. We're talking about credit and cash flow, the things that you use to get along in the world and to do things. And we are, let me emphasize, consumer friends, consumer advocates, we call it. And it's all about escaping or avoiding economic bondage. Or in other words, what to do if credit trouble finds you. I'm your host, Bruce Danielson, and with me, as usual, is my co-host, a lady with opinions, JD. You want to say hi?
I do. Good morning to all of our listeners. Welcome.
And today is the day after Groundhog Day in 2015. That's February 3rd. And we are streamed on firststone.com website, who is our large sponsoring advertiser, has been for many years. We have been around helping people get out of trouble since middle of March 1990, and we're going to tell you about all kinds of things over the many shows here. We're an hour show each week on this particular situation on the Variety Channel. And anyway, you can pick us up at voiceamerica.com. You can pick us up at firststone.com, the sponsoring advertiser website, and consumerfightback.com should work. The Wiz, who happens to be in Atlanta, nowadays you can be just about anywhere and be on a computer, the internet, maybe your fancy smartphone, and do all these things. Anyway, we are going to talk about what today, JD? What's the topic?
Well, we're going to talk about two very, very important things. On the first segment of the show, we're going to talk about the so-called credit bureaus. What are they all about? Are they federal entities? And then on the second part of the show, we're going to talk more about credit scores, and because we live in a credit society, whether we like it or not.
That's true. You, me, consumers, as a rule. If you're super rich, it probably doesn't matter. You can pay cash. But even that's hard for the super rich to do because you have to keep your money moving. In other words, credit and cash flow. So your cash must be moving. Cash must move or the company comes to a screeching halt like it did after the 2008 mortgage debacle, or bubble, as some people call that. We call it greed, and the government didn't protect the little guys very well, but now the economy's back, you're hearing. Unfortunately, the average citizen makes $3,000 a year less than they did 10 years ago, and there's been some inflation. So that's not good. So you're going to have to be more careful. We get contacted at the telephone numbers for the First Stone, and we get people out of trouble. And we are, First Stone is one of the companies that has one of the only two authorities left from the government. It's actually an authority, not a license, because there's no fee for it. Yeah. So it's an authority. It's like a license. And if you don't have one and you're out helping people get out of trouble, you're doing it illegally, says the law. And the federal law took all this over away from the states, no matter what you hear. It's just a lot of misconceptions, missed stuff out there. So anyway, they took it over in 97, April 1st. April Fool's Day, by the way. Yeah, I have a sense of humor. So anyway, we're talking about the so-called credit bureaus. Are they really government agencies, like Bureau tends to indicate, you know, the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Actually, they're not. They're all for-profit entities, and it used to be there were two of them publicly traded. One of them still is for sure, and there's some questions about the others. There are three main consumer reporting agencies for your credit information. There are many others that report on many different things, such as your medical situation. Now they report on your medical, which if you're known to have a problem, you may not get insurance because they're going to go find out. The insurance companies love to collect premiums, and they hate to pay out, right? Many people have noticed that, including us. So anyway, there are three. Let me tell you a little history about them. It'll help you understand what's going on and why you want to avoid this. It's nice in this world to be fast, but the people with the money are counting on you being so fast that you'll make a mistake and get entrapped and end up in what's called economic bondage. In other words, you can't just go do whatever you want without the permission of the guys that own you. They own you because you're borrowing their money. And there's some really bad ones, like we were talked about last week. Payday loans and title loans, where the interest rate gets up 300-400%. Yes, and it's legal, they say. So anyway, who are these so-called credit bureaus? Well, back in 1989, there were five big finalists. This really started back after World War II. After we came out of World War II, the economy had gotten better after the Depression of 1929 and all the problems that had ensued, and so the war finally brought us through all that, and things were starting to boom, and then up came credit. Buy now, pay later, okay? And that was fine. So in some cities, Chicago, for example, where one of the major credit bureaus, the finalists, is a company called TransUnion, was owned by the Pritzker family. That's the Hyatt Hotel, sold out a couple, 3 years ago to those guys in Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, who helped bring to you the downfall of the mortgage bubble and got rid of their longtime competitor, Lehman Brothers, and a couple of others. Yeah. So hardball players there, aren't they? Okay. But anyway, this is the way it works. There were thousands of these, and so some of the big guys, probably the most aggressive was a company called TRW, Thompson, Romer, and Wooldridge. And they were actually out of Cleveland, Ohio. Thompson invented the submachine gun. It was a machine shop, and Romer and Wooldridge were McDonnell Douglas mainframe engineers. And they were probably the most aggressive. The oldest one is out of Atlanta, and it's now called Equifax. Originally, it was the Credit Bureau, Inc., and it trades under CBI. Yeah, CBI on the public market. So the three finalists now are not TRW. Yours truly and a group of attorneys in Dallas, Texas, took them all on back in 1996, January 26, 96, in Texas District Court, if you want to go check. And if you call us, we'll give you the lawsuit number. Anyway, and how do you get a hold of us? Okay, well, we're going to tell you that in a minute. But that was all filed back then. We took them on, and TRW decided 2 weeks after that to announce that they were going to get out of the business. So they put it up for sale, and it sold 7.5 months approximately later to the English. And now you have an English name called Experian. Yeah. And they actually have a database north of Dallas in a little town called Allen, Texas. Yeah, it's actually between Plano and Allen. They've even taken their name and address off the building. They're afraid you might get mad and go visit them. Isn't that great?
And probably some have.
Some have. I used to give it out all the time. If you want, call me. I'll show you where it is. Yeah, they're worried about what they've done to you because they probably have some, well, I don't know if they have a conscience or not. Some people don't think so. Any of these guys. So you now have Experian and you have TransUnion and you have Equifax, the big three. And they pretty well report on consumers' credit lives, and they have a credit score. In fact, Experian's got a new commercial now. They're out, all of them playing both sides or all sides of the coin. They're helping the creditor control you, and they're also pretending to help you protect yourself from theft of identity.
Are you saying they're managing your life?
It's called economic bondage if you get caught. We're all subject to the system, so that's how it really works. And your credit score, your FICO score, is what is determining your integrity. It's an integrity factor, see? See what this is? See why you want to listen? Because most people, even though they're playing the game, don't know this. And if you don't know, you're liable to get caught. And if you get caught, it's going to be real expensive. Anyway, I think we're coming up on our first break here, and so we got about a minute to go, I think, or two. Let me know on that, Brad, if you will. And so, anyway, we're going to get into more detail about how all this works when we come back. And if you want to call us and ask a question, this is a call-in live talk show. That phone number is 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. And you can call, and we'll put you on the air here, and you can see if you can...
see if you can stump the credit master.
Stump the credit master. We've been doing this a while, though, but that's fine. We always enjoy a challenge and so forth. So anyway, we will be going to break, Brad. Is that correct?
Darn, my credit report and risk scores are still a nightmare. It's even worse since I hired a credit repair clinic. Where can I turn?
Hi, frustrated with credit repair scams, credit counselor collectors in disguise, and those so-called credit bureaus, and maybe some third-party collectors? There's still one company, perhaps only one in all of America, that can actually get you out of credit trouble. But I won't tell you unless you buy me lunch.
Buy lunch? Oh, my bad credit and risk score is dragging me down, costing me a fortune and lost opportunities. You get your free lunch.
the only person to ever take the credit bureaus to real financial task, founded Firstone Credit Counseling. Firstone is a U.S. Treasury certified consumer advocate nonprofit with a 501c3 certificate. Call them when you need help. 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or visit their website at firststone.com. FirstStone.com. Firststone.
Dance Talk Radio has come to Voice America. Join host Tracy Marciniak and her celebrity guests every week for a show that takes you inside the world of dance. What's it like working with stars like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? The experts share their stories and the behind-the-scenes secrets. Plus, inside tips to become a better dancer, instructor, or studio owner. Dance on over to the Voice America Variety Channel every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dance Talk Radio.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
Okay, we're back, and you're listening to the weekly call-in radio talk show called the Consumer Fight Back Report. And this week, we're talking about how does the credit system really work, and who are those so-called credit bureaus, okay? Because if you don't know this and so forth, then you're subject to getting in a lot of trouble. And if you get in a lot of trouble, it is really difficult to get out. And that's what our sponsoring advertiser, our main sponsoring advertiser, Firstone Credit Counseling, does. And has the original company started mid-March 1990, and it has graduated to a status where it is one of only two left in the country that is legal. Per the powers to be, that's the U.S. Treasury's Inspector General was put in charge of who's legal and who's not. There are two of those. The other was created in the mid-50s by the credit bureaus to help break into the business of selling credit reports to particularly big businesses, banks, big businesses, because if you're going to loan money, you want to know if you're going to get paid back. And so they came up with a system to report on everybody, and it's broken down into different segments so they can see what kind of credit you have, what kind of income they think you have, how you pay your bills. And they give you now, in the last, about 14 years ago, the so-called credit bureaus came up with a method they all agreed on with a company in California that they found that they liked, called Fair Isaac Company, now spoken of as FICO scores. Yes. In fact, before the break, we were talking about Experience, got some new ads out there. And we give you the FICO scores. 90% of all the credit decisions are made about FICO scores. That's probably true. They don't use any of the other scoring systems, except people like payday loans and title companies don't use a score at all. No. They've got you with your car. They're just going to go get your car. So they're going to loan you, and they know you have a job, and they can cause you a lot of trouble, see? Okay? Unless you find Firstone Credit Counseling. If you get in trouble, you have a right to get out of trouble, and the government set up a provision for that. They really did, and they want you to know. So if you want to call the show and ask us a question, it is 1-866-472-5787. 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. And if you need First Stone credit counseling, you can call 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188. And they're open during the week. We'll be here to help you. The system is not free, but it's a whole lot cheaper than missing out. Trust me. And that company has been getting people out successfully for almost 25 years. Yeah, next month, it'll be 25th anniversary since the founding, March 15th. And never had a client sue the company. The only complaints we've ever had are from the credit bureaus hiring people to complain. Yes. It's a dirty world. They don't like anybody that beats them up all the time, which we do, because one of the secrets to doing it is they all lie about you. Yes, they go further than they should. Now, if you want out of trouble, you have a right to get out of trouble. But First Stone does not do this if they think you're going to go just do it again. So you have to be careful, right, JD?
That's very true. Really need to pay attention to your credit because it affects every aspect of your life.
Yes. And, JD, you deal with collectors and creditors. Are they nice as a rule?
No. I know there are some that are, but for the most part, they are on commission, and we talked about collectors last week quite a bit, and it's a very important subject because it really does affect a lot of people because they get phone calls, repeated phone calls. That's one of the biggest complaints about collectors is these repeated phone calls. But they will call you and bug you, and because they work on commission, and they need that money.
And they can't threaten you. They can't intimidate you. They cannot lie about you. They cannot use deception. And it's very difficult for the third-party collectors. There's two kinds. We talked about that last week. If you want to go back and review that show or call in, we'll tell you about it. So all this stuff kind of fits together, see? Now, it's for most people, most of the banks and the creditors are going to use a FICO score. You don't want a payday loan. You don't want a title loan. You want to find some other way to do it and get out of trouble. And if you can't, don't hire a credit repair clinic. You want to know about credit repair, go to the Federal Business and Credit Police. That's the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC.gov. And click on credit repair, buyer beware. Look around there. You'll learn a lot of things. You also can get a free credit report, but they don't have to give you the scores free. And most people don't know how to evaluate the score. No. They have what they call one of these algorithms. See how complex all this is? You're going to need some help, but First Stone Credit Counseling does give installments. That's very good at getting people out of trouble. It can't be done in a day or a month. It takes anywhere from 2 or 3 months to 2 or 3 years sometimes. But that beats the heck out of missing out on half your adult working life, doesn't it? Because that's where a lot of people end up. They get in deeper and deeper, and they're more frustrated, and that creates more problems. So, and the so-called credit bureaus, what can they do and what can't they do? Well, there's no law says they have to report anything. Strictly arbitrary. What the law does say out there is that consumers have equal rights with creditors. Yes. So there is a set of laws was designed to protect the consumer from the guys with the big bucks who tended to abuse. Started by, led by Senator Proxmire from Wisconsin. He's, I think, long ago passed on, was pretty good guy. And he put these series of laws together. There's 8 of them, plus a 9th called Truth in Lending, which is run by the Federal Reserve, which is not Federal Reserve, is it? Some one of these days we'll have to do a show on all that.
That word federal can really get you in trouble.
So you see how tricky money is, right? Huh? Yeah. And that's why we call them banksters nowadays. Yes. Okay. That's where the money is. It's what that bank robber, when somebody asked that guy, what was his name, Willie Sutton? Willie, why do you rob banks? He said, well, that's where the money is. So anyway, all right.
All right. So what we're really saying is that the credit bureaus are really credit reporting agencies.
Yes.
Right?
They're not government agencies. They're for profit. They don't have to report anything good or bad, so they can negotiate. Isn't that great? But they sell a lot of credit reports, and they are, as far as most people, the gospel. And the only scoring system of maybe the 20 out there that counts are FICOs. What about the others? Well, they'll sell you a score, but it's up to the consumer to know that the whether you're getting a FICO or not, so you need to ask. Yeah, they're going to sell you a score. It might be close, but let me tell you, FICO scores get down to 1 point. When it's a mortgage situation, that's a home loan, 1 point will keep you out or get you a higher rate. It's that sensitive at times, okay? So watch it. If you have credit issues, you can call 972-235-1188, 972-235-1188, and we will sign you up if you're sincere and you got a little money and get you out of trouble. Now, often things will happen where you need some, not only the help to get out, but they're so abusive that the debt will be actually forgiven and you will get some of their money. Yes, because you cannot do this stuff. But you have to take them to task. You can't just sit there and say, well, the good fairy is going to fix it.
And they would love for you just to pay it and move on.
Yeah.
But that's not exactly the best program to follow.
There's a multitude of dirty tricks out there, even if you pay it. One is called a 1099-C. Yeah, after you thought you got rid of all that, you didn't know. But you were now going to get a tax on the money that was forgiven. Yes. And they're going to put that on your credit report. And let me tell you, most things on credit reports, a lot of confusion about this. How long do things stay on? Well, let me say that collections are 7 years. I was going to start with inquiries. There are hard hits and soft hits. 2 years for a hard hit, and those can lower scores.
And what is a hard hit? Explain that.
That's where you go apply for something like you're going to buy a car. Or
open up a credit card.
Yeah. So they go put a hard hit on you. A soft hit is where you already have the account and they're just checking. Okay. Then there's 7 years, but tax liens are 15 years of your life. So they're saying, well, you can't be trusted to pay your taxes. Of course, that's not bothering Al Sharpton. And okay. I guess he owes $50 million. Oh, so,
wow.
You know, okay.
That's another story.
Anyway, we're coming up on another break here in about 10 seconds. So if you're there, Brad, take it away.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Credit stressed? Need credit repair? The Federal Credit and Business Police, the FTC, state they've never seen a legal credit repair clinic. If those so-called credit repair and debt negotiator illegals are not smart enough to get legal, what makes them smart enough to solve your credit problems?
Hi, I'm Bruce Danielson, founder of First Stone Credit Counseling, the one company that is U.S. Treasury approved and competent to do credit file restoration. We're not collectors in disguise or consumer ripoff artists. In fact, First Stone is a consumer Advocate Credit File Restore with a U.S. Treasury 501c3 nonprofit certification, who has resolved thousands of credit problems over the last 18-plus years. First Stone can put you back on track to financial freedom, and you can start right now by calling
First Stone at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or check the website, firststone.com. That's FIRSTSTONE.com.
If you are interested in real estate in America's largest city or anywhere, be sure to listen for Good Morning New York Real Estate with Vince Rocco. Although our focus is on Manhattan and other real estate markets in and around New York City, we'll have plenty of information that will help you successfully buy, sell, and close a transaction no matter where you are in the world. Good Morning New York Real Estate with Vince Rocco can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. in New York, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat, creator of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America. Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Report this Tuesday, February 3rd, and we are coming to you live from our studios in North Dallas, via Voice America, and we have a caller, Jacob in Arizona. Jacob, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Jacob. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually a hauler doing some work over here in Arizona.
Boy, that's pretty early over there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to the show?
Yeah, I caught you on the Variety Channel. Just had a question as me and my wife were putting together our New Year's resolutions. And one thing we talked about was getting our kids back into college. And we're concerned about our credit guy. She's working with a debt collector that said he'd be able to help get us up to good standards. So we wonder if you could help out.
Now, who's that, your son or somebody else?
It's a debt collector.
Yeah, the debt collector.
Negotiator of some type.
Who's working with him? Your wife?
He said he's working with an outfit. I don't know the name of it. The guy says he does debt
Okay. So he's a debt negotiator. All right. And he's been working with your wife. Is that, did I get that right?
Right.
Okay.
With me and my wife, because I drive and haul, I'm bare enough to kind of know what's going on. But
okay, so you're a truck driver, I take it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you travel around, and you picked us up on maybe one of the Skype networks or cloud networks or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I've been listening to Voice for a while. It's just popped up on this channel that I should give you a call.
Okay. Yes, you can. Good. Well, these people that call themselves debt negotiators are normally a form of credit repair. But none of those are any of the companies that have an authority from the government to be legitimate. So they are of the opinion that they're so slick that they can fool the so-called credit bureaus, which if you heard the first part of the show, we're talking about credit bureaus. And credit bureaus do not have to do business with anybody they really don't want to, except somebody that has authority of the government. So they would have to do business with First Stone Credit Counseling, or the other entity, which is huge, but was created by the credit bureaus and actually is a collection agency. But that entity is not going to take anything off your credit report because they are beholden to the so-called credit bureaus. And the credit bureaus make their money selling bad news. So that's why the credit bureaus don't particularly like First Stone Credit Counseling, is because we force them to take it off. And if they don't, then they get to go to a courtroom if the consumer will go, or we want them to go. And they haven't done well there. Let me tell you, in nearly 25 years, there have been about 6,000 of these, and they've only won 7. So we tell them we're always willing to learn something new. So the situation is this, that debt negotiators being illegal, the credit bureaus don't have to do anything with them. And if the the so-called credit bureaus are going to figure out that, wait a minute, you're dealing with somebody illegal, so even if they did settle it, they don't have to take it off your credit report. And that's going to keep your score down, and you won't be able to borrow any money. So what you're going to need to do is get a hold of First Stone Credit Counseling. We'll get rid of these guys. In fact, there's a law out there that says the illegals got to give you their money back, or they get to go out of business and maybe have a worse credit report than anybody you've ever heard of. Isn't that good?
I think so.
Yes.
Working with them a few weeks, so if we can get our money back and work with them.
Yes. In fact, there's a big credit repair illegal outfit calling themselves a law firm out in the area where you are. I think they're in Utah. And they claim they've taken millions of items off. What they didn't tell the public, doesn't think to ask, is how many of those actually went back on? Well, I'm going to tell you, 99% went back on. And when they came off and went back on, it's with super glue. Yes. A lot of people don't realize the penalty. And the credit bureaus go, oh, goody, you hired an illegal credit repair clinic. We can keep it on now because there's nobody with any credibility going to get it off. See? See the dilemma? This is what we call economic bondage, and it's part of this system. It's the system that will keep you in trouble for years and years and years. So it's a good thing that you called, Jacob, because now you're on the right track. And the good news about First Stone Credit Counseling is they give installments. And if these people don't pay attention, then you can have an opportunity to not only get out of the debt, because anybody that deals with them, let's say instead of a negotiator, they were a collector doing the same thing, then you no longer owe the debt. Isn't that good?
Yeah, best I have sounds like to have her give you a call now.
Yep.
She's weird, and I don't understand her, but she knows we need to get these loans.
Well, you need to settle them, and we settle them up fairly, get your credit score up, and we'll introduce you to some people that will help with those student loans. In fact, one of the things you might want to do is you can get the kids to apply. There's all kinds of programs out there for student loans. In fact, one thing the present administration is doing that I think is probably a good idea, although some of the people don't like it, is junior college. Go to junior college. A smart guy I know said, go to junior college and your last semester, go to Harvard or Yale or one of those places, and your degree will be from there. But you got as good an education, truly, for a whole lot less money, maybe 10 cents on the dollar, and you got that Harvard name on your shingle. Sound pretty smart, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Jacob, why don't you give us a call at 972-235-1188 or have your wife call, and so we can discuss what the real situation is here and tell you what we can do to help.
All right. Next week, and I hope she's listed. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Thank you. Calling. Call us anytime, and we'll be talking to you.
We appreciate your call, Jacob. Thank you.
All right. Well, we get a lot of people traveling around that happen to pick up on these things that are in the trucking business, and all kinds, people from every walk of life. We don't get many. We've only had one undertaker.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, actually, that means if you want to get in a business where you don't have a lot of credit problems, be an undertaker, right? We even have bankers, doctors, lawyers, all kinds. And feel free to call the show. A lot of people think, well, they might recognize your voice, but quite frankly, there's a lot of people sound alike, even though some people think that's not true, but it really is. So anyway.
Well, next we were going to talk to them about credit scores, that we live in a credit society, whether we like it or not. And every aspect of our life is predicated on a credit score.
Yes.
So why is that so important? Why are scores so important?
Well, because it was too complex for people to figure out from credit reports just where you were, even though before the scoring situation hit the credit bureaus, so-called credit bureaus, it was used by banks for years. In fact, they used to kind of steal each other's superstars, and those were the ones where the banks had less defaults, see. So anyway, the next situation is that the credit bureaus got together. Somebody came up with a brilliant idea, and I think it was a good idea to make a deal with somebody, and they came up with a company in California called Fair Isaac, now FICO, and of course they've moved to Minnesota, and they're out selling credit reports too. So there's been a little disagreement. FICO has been selling credit reports with FICO scores, and credit bureaus, so-called credit bureaus, are selling credit reports with FICO scores. Experian is now telling you the 90% are FICO scores. It's the other 10% are not some other score. They don't need a score because they have your title to your car, see? Okay, how it works. So that's the reason it's only 90%. But if it's not a FICO score, no mortgage loan, no car loan, with the exception of a title loan, is made other than with a FICO. Okay? The FICO range is 300 to 850. 499 would be a D minus. 500 would be a, or I'm sorry, 499 would be an F. 500 is a D minus. 699 would be about a B plus. 700 would be an A minus. Yes. So anyway,
one of the very important things that we need to remember is that when you are looking for a job, the employer is going to be pulling a credit report.
That's right. Anyway, we're getting ready to take our last break here, and before we go into our break before the last segment. So we'll see you in about 3 more minutes, and then we'll talk a little more.
Okay.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you ever noticed that credit bureaus are not very consumer-friendly? The sad truth is they're about 99.9% credit collector and lender friendly. However, without consumers, credit bureaus have nothing to sell. Period. Speaks volumes, doesn't it? Something new has just arrived on the scene. It's the People's Credit Bureau, a truly consumer-friendly and consumer-fair credit bureau. And it's not just selling bad news like all those three other systems. Fact, consumers can join the People's Credit Bureau Club now. Here's a sampling of some benefits you'll receive. 1. A credit guard service. 2. Fast-track credit restoration with correction and file cleanup. 3. A shield and sword attorney network. 4. Credit realities educational courses. And there's much, much more. The People's Credit Bureau even has the power to certify or guarantee to creditors that you will pay your tab no matter what. Join up today and call 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com. That's 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com on the web.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
No!
Are you aware that America is fast becoming a two-class society? The haves and the have-nots. The haves, who control big business and call themselves elites. They use credit reports along with credit risk integrity scores to brand the have-nots and to widen the gap. First Stone Credit Counseling and the People's Credit Bureau are fighting back. When you join First Stone Credit Counseling, you'll also receive a membership in the People's Credit Bureau. Your first benefit is a personal credit file evaluation with FICO risk scores, letting you know where you fit in today's credit society and what you must do to avoid have-not status. That's just a start. To learn more, go to firststone.com, F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com, or peoplescreditbureau.com. Or give us a call at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Join up today and protect your tomorrow.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to the last segment coming up of the Consumer Fight Back Report, a radio talk show on escaping and avoiding economic bondage. And today we've been talking about credit, so-called credit bureaus, and how does the system work, what to do if you get in trouble. We just had a caller, a truck driver, and wanted to send the kids to college, got bad credit. And we've been talking a little bit about credit scores, the integrity factor. And JD, you got a report on credit scores, and we'll tell them about what we're going to talk about next week, right?
I will. And one of the things about our credit score that we want you to know, in a minute we're going to talk about how it breaks down in percentages and how they rate it, okay? But one of the things I want you to really think about, if you are employed, don't think that that's just a clear signal and you're okay, because if the employer is looking at you for a promotion, they've got your Social Security card, I mean your Social Security number, and they can pull a credit report on you and see how you are a responsible consumer and do they really want you to receive this promotion. And a lot of times employers, just after someone's been there for about 2 years, will pull a credit report just to check and see how you're doing. So that's really important. Another thing, if you are if you have a security clearance, that is something that is very strict on your credit. You really have to have everything clear on that credit report if you have a security clearance. That's a really important thing.
The government is extremely nervous about people that have a security clearance with bad credit because they're afraid that you're going to sell out to the foreign power, like the communists, was the big threat for many, many years. And so now there are many people that work in defense departments, jobs, and they have security clearances. You can get on our program and we give reports to the government and they will let you keep your clearance as long as we're getting you out of trouble.
That's one area that we have a lot of experience in helping.
Many people have come to us, and I don't think we've lost any of those, okay? So that's important. Go ahead, JD.
Another area of the credit score being so important is that it affects the interest that you pay on everything. Your credit cards, when you purchase large items like refrigerators and things, the interest is just can be so high because of your score. I mean, they look at that score on everything. So it's just so important.
Yeah, and it's the FICO. I don't care what they're selling you out there if it's not a FICO, unless it's a payday loan, which the interest rate is 300 or 400%, which we did a show on that recently. It means everything. Let me tell you just a quick, for instance, here. Home loan, 30-year mortgage, 98, 99% of all the loans, I don't care what they tell you, are 30 years, and that's what you want, and there's a reason for that. In fact, we're going to do a show on mortgages here one of these days soon, and you can always call in and ask a question about it if you need to know sooner, or you can call us during the week at 972-235-1188. All right. One point of interest on a home loan, a 30-year loan, is approximately $50,000 out of your pocket. And that's factoring in the tax you're going to pay to get the money to pay the loan, right? Because if you had all that cash, you'd just pay it off. So when you're earning the money to make the loan payment, you're paying tax on it. So it's about 50 grand, fluctuates a little bit, per point per 100,000. So if you got a 4% loan versus a 6% loan, and it was a $200,000 house, it would be 50 grand per point, two of those, that's 100 per 100,000, two of those, so that's another 100,000. So you would pay 200,000 extra dollars, and it's just a point. You see? Go ahead, JD.
Okay, now we said we would tell you about the breakdown on the credit scores and how they manipulate this percentages. One of the largest percentages, which is 35%, is your payment history, and that's late payments. And that's one of the most important things for you to keep in mind, because when that payment is late, it's going to cost you a long time in the scores. It's going to drop your scores, and it'll be there for a while. And that's really one of the things I want you to think about is when you send in a bill, you send in your payment, okay, think about where it's going. What part of the United States is it going in? And how long is it going to take it to get there? And once it gets there, it has to be opened. And then it has to get to the person that enters it. And so there's time involved here. So think about that. You just can't do it at the last minute.
Right. Get in the habit of paying a little early, 5 days. Just get in the habit of doing it. Develop good habits. You'll have a heck of a lot of less trouble. This is part of the education of the show, see? So anyway, we are coming down to the last 3 minutes of the show here. And normally we do what we call our berry corner. That's where we have good berries and bad berries, known as good berries or strawberries or raspberries or bad berries. And we're going to tell you, particularly next week, we're going to do a little more time on the berry corner. I want to tell you about some people that have solved a problem for us. And the company goes as ARS. There's a couple of good ones out there, and they're in the fix your house situation. We're going to tell you about some bad berries that don't fix your house. You got any quick last comments, JD, on scores?
On credit scores. Well, another thing that just on the breakdown is that the amount of money that you owe is 30%. The payment history is 35%. Length of your credit history is 15%. New credit is 10%. Types of credit used is 10%. So there's a pie out there that is, a scale of how they're rating you. And so it's just really important to know how this breakdown works so that you can keep your scores up high.
All right. High scores, low interest rates, more money in your pocket. Yes. Name of the game is cash is king, isn't it? Somebody said that. It's true. So you got to watch it. there's a lot of deception in the world. We're experiencing some ourselves personally. Yes. The good news is you can't always catch them till it happens. But the good news is when you do, you can do a lot of things to stop it, make it back. Sometimes you can turn it around and even make, when life hands you lemons, the saying is make lemonade. So anyway, we're coming down on the last minute. The Shadow, who has made this situation work, hope you're listening, Shadow. He's out working for his real job. We appreciate him very much. The Wiz is listening in Atlanta. Thank you, Wiz. And JD?
Well, keep in mind that your credit score or your credit risk score is your integrity factor. And we want you to know that next week we're going to talk about credit cards, debit cards, different types of loans, what to know and what not to do.
How to stay out of trouble and where to go if credit trouble finds you. From the Credit Masters, I'm Bruce Danielson, and this is JD, the lady with opinions.
Thank you so much for listening.
And we'll say thanks and goodbye for Brad and everybody. We'll see you next week.